Praise be Jesus and Mary. In his literary masterpiece, The Divine Comedy, the great poet Dante, after plumbing the depths of Inferno, strolling and exploring purgatory, entering into paradise, he ends his work with these immortal words: L'amor che muove il sole e l'altre stelle. He ends his work by talking about the love that moves the sun and the other stars. Venerable Fulton J. Sheen once wrote that love indeed makes the world go round, and it takes it back to its ultimate source, which is God. However, not just any kind of love. Today we celebrate the memorial of Blessed John Duns Scotus, a great Franciscan doctor who taught the absolute primacy of Christ, for whom and through whom all things were created. He also taught the absolute primacy of charity, through which all things go back to its ultimate source. He once wrote that all men have God as their natural end, but they cannot reach him if not supernaturally. So the love that the absolute charity which Blessed John Duns Scotus speaks about is the theological charity, a supernatural love, something which St. Paul talks about in the first letter when he says, love is the fulfillment of the law. And this is what Blessed John Duns Scotus talks about as well. A little earlier on in the same letter, St. Paul talks about how Christ is the end of the law. Christ. And this is why St. Ambrose says, plenitudo legis in Christo est. The fullness of the law is achieved in Christ. What does this all mean? Jesus is the living fulfillment of the law. And St. John Paul II in Veritatis Splendor teaches us how he fulfills it, its authentic meaning. Christ fulfills the authentic meaning of the law by the total gift of himself through supreme charity. He becomes a living and personal law who invites us to follow him. And now we can understand the gospel of today when he says that if anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, if they don't renounce all this, he cannot be my disciple. Harsh words. But we can only understand this in the context of his whole teaching. This same Jesus who's speaking in the gospel, who pronounced these words, is the same Christ who commanded us to love one another as we love ourselves. And it's the same Christ who laid down his life for mankind. So these hard words point to the hard road of renouncing all our sinful ways, our sinful practices, and to give ourselves wholeheartedly to him. This is theological charity. This is the virtue of supernatural charity. May Our Lady the Immaculate grant us this grace. And through the intercession of Blessed John Duns Scotus, the champion of the Immaculate, may this virtue always increase in us. Because only if we have the primacy of Christ and Mary in our lives, and only if that love makes our personal world go round, that's the only time where we'll be able to help others, bring back others, our father, mother, brothers, sisters, to that ultimate source, which is God Himself. Praise be Jesus and Mary.